In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Think back with me to the last time the angel Gabriel paid a visit to you and to me. Was it at the last Altar Guild meeting, when you all met to talk about just how to decorate the church for Advent? Perhaps the discussion was so animated that it took you a while to notice that there he was, Gabriel, sitting in the corner, listening intently as you debated whether to use purple or change the colors of Advent to blue. He voted for blue. Or perhaps it was last month when you were waiting in line at the cafe to order your usual morning cup of coffee, and you heard the barista yell out, "Soy latte for Gabriel." And you looked over, and there he was, trying not to let his majestic wings get in the way of the other patrons. You walked over to quickly give him a fist bump, but you did not want to lose your place in line. Well, we all have our special visits with Gabriel. And not just with us, but he also appeared to Daniel and Ezekiel and Enoch, to the prophet Muhammad, as well as to Zechariah, to bear good news about Elizabeth, his wife, becoming pregnant with the son who would be known as John the Baptist. Gabriel was a busy messenger, but none of these visits were as special or as memorable as the one he had with a young woman on that crisp Nazareth morning. It was the most important message he would ever deliver. Christian author Frederick Buechner wrote about this encounter, that Mary struck the angel Gabriel as hardly old enough to have a child at all, let alone this child. But he'd been entrusted with a message to give her, and he gave it. He told her what the child was to be named, Jesus, Yeshua, which means in Hebrew, God saves. And he told her who he was to be, the Son of the Most High, one who will sit on David's throne and reign over Israel. And Gabriel then told her something about the mystery that was to come upon her. "You mustn't be afraid, Mary," he said. And as he said that, he only hoped she wouldn't notice that beneath the great golden wings, he himself was trembling with fear, to think that the whole future of creation hung now on the answer of a girl. The angel Gabriel likely felt very human that morning. And Mary, she was probably around 13 years old, betrothed to a Galilean handyman from the podunk town Nazareth, that until then was really not known for anything. Mary likely had very humble beginnings, from an undistinguished lower class family, illiterate like the other 13-year-old girls in her village, and with an uncertain future ahead of her, until that very day. This might be hard for us to accept because paintings of this event throughout history often depicted a regal and pristine lady in a flowing gown seated in the beautiful Greek portico. But more likely, Gabriel was interrupting Mary as she was sitting on a low stool, mashing chickpeas to make hummus for the noonday meal, or hanging the wash that she had just done for her family. Mary was working that morning and likely felt very human at that moment. So imagine how surprised Mary was, or shocked even, in this particular everyday moment in her life, to hear that she, of all people, had found favor with God. That God had set her aside for something outrageously special. Mary would become the Mother of God. Underneath her breath, you could almost hear her gasp, "What? Me? How can this be?" The theologian Barbara Brown Taylor wrote, "Mary wins her place in history not for her cleverness, not for her beauty, not even for her goodness. She becomes the most important woman in the world simply because she was willing to say yes to an angel's strange proposal without a clue where it would lead her." And Mary might have said no had she not heard Gabriel's ensuing words. Words that Mary was secretly hoping to hear. "For nothing will be impossible with God." That was all she needed for that moment. "So yes, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." As Gabriel flapped his wings and flew away, he probably looked over his shoulder and caught one last glimpse of this young woman and wondered, how in the world will all this unfold? Just how in the world can this insignificant human being unveil God? "For nothing will be impossible with God." Gabriel, in all his majesty, was saying these words to assure himself too. Gabriel left, and Mary was left pondering what it would mean to become the Mother of God. Over the centuries, theologians and skeptics have wrestled over just how to understand the miracle of Mary, the Virgin, giving birth to Jesus. But perhaps the miracle isn't so much how it all worked, but simply that God would choose Mary, someone ordinary, young, illiterate, Mary without much power or resources, this Mary, to bear the Son of God. Mary, of all people, would become known as Theotokos, which in Greek meant the one who bears or carries God. Mary, who didn't have much going for her, would be the God-bearer, so that God can be revealed in humanity in Jesus. "For nothing will be impossible with God." Or perhaps the real miracle isn't really about Mary after all, but that because Mary, of all people, was chosen as the God-bearer, it is now possible that we too, you and I, can be God-bearers as well. Presbyterian pastor Fred Anderson wrote, "In this story, her name happens to be Mary. But hers is not the only story being told here. It is your story. It is my story as well. God has chosen each of us, favored each of us, graced each of us, and spoken God's word to and over and in each of us. By the power of God's Spirit, God has descended upon us and conceived Christ in us. Like Mary, you and I also are God-bearers. The miracle is that God choosing Mary means that God can choose us too. God revealing God's self through Mary means we also can reveal God through our lives. For nothing will be impossible with God. So imagine God continuing to use the most human way, the most ordinary people, the Marys of today, as well as you and me, to carry God and to reveal God. And imagine that all throughout this Advent, today being the last day, all the waiting and anticipating, we've not only been preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ on Christmas, but that each one of us has been carrying and nurturing a Christ child within us all along. So just how might we unveil God to this world this Christmas? And who is this God we will unveil to the world? How might this God that we carry meet all the hopes and the needs and the brokenness of the world through you and through me? For nothing will be impossible with God. So think back with me to the last time the angel Gabriel paid a visit to you and to me. Might it have been to announce to us that you and I will be God-bearers and reveal God to this world? For nothing will be impossible with God. So here we are, the servants of the Lord. Let it be to us and with us according to your word. Amen.